Hi, everybody. I'm Shelley G.
And I'm Vicky Z.
And we are the two old bats in the belfry. We were told that we have faces for radio, which is one of the reasons we're doing the podcast.
Use your imagination. I am, in reality, 5'9", and I weigh 130 pounds. I have a fabulous body, great long hair, blunt cut.
And I look exactly like Christie Brinkley.
Oh, that's not fair. That's cheating. We could be twins.
We could.
Fine. Yes, it is. So what should we talk about today?
Well, I think that we have been thinking about reincarnation lately because we're looking at our pets and saying, when we come back, that's what we want to be. We would like to come back as our pets because they are so pampered and so spoiled.
And so loved.
And so
oh,
loved.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Unconditionally.
Yes, unconditionally. The only thing that I would want to add to that is that if we came back as a pet, we could talk and shop.
That is true.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I like that. But yes. But I think that I might want to live with somebody else.
Well, that's okay.
Yes, it is.
We have to decide who. I want to live near Fifth Avenue. New York, in a very elegant brownstone, which is probably not on Fifth Avenue because I don't know New
York.
How
nice is that?
Yeah.
How nice is that? Well, Vicky, you've had more pets than I have had.
Yes, my drawers are overflowing with cremains.
Do you think that pets come back?
I actually do because the house I'm living in now actually has a ghost of a dog. And this is the truth.
Really?
Yes. I hear him a lot because I hear him when all of my babies are quiet and I keep thinking it's one of them and it's not. I've actually seen the rear end of him run by. He's a white terrier with brown spots.
Well, I do believe in that, and I do believe in reincarnation, and I do believe in psychics, and
I do too.
If anybody knows a good one, let us know.
Yes, please do. It's always a very gratifying experience. The only thing I've always been afraid of is being regressed to see if I've lived a former life. I always had visions of having lived in medieval England. I love those head cones. They were so beautiful, you know, with the scarf coming out the top.
Well, I
almost
know.
Bought a wedding gown like that.
But you really have to stop wearing them now. They're a little outdated.
They're a little outdated, I know. But they were beautiful. And I love the thought of walking around London with one of those beautiful caps.
Well, I would like to come back, but I would like to come back to torment somebody.
I'll be right there to help you.
Well,
Who should we torment?
We're going to hell in a handbasket,
yes,
you and I. So.
We certainly are, like the Handmaid's Tale. But what? Who should we really ram the rod to?
Well, I don't want to reveal on our first podcast.
Oh, okay. I have a list as long as my 5'9" body.
I want everybody to look over their shoulder.
Okay.
To wait for me to come and torment them.
Okay.
I'm even tormenting people that don't think they should be tormented.
Are you including murder in the torment?
No.
What kind of torment are we talking about?
Sometimes I just don't want people to have another happy day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because they cause so much unhappiness.
Yes, I agree.
That, you know what, that's what I wish on them. No bad, no illness, no nothing. Just
have a miserable life.
That's right. Just don't be happy.
No yachting.
No.
No Louie. No nothing.
No. So that would be my... My taunt. Just
yeah,
little
that's
things.
That's really great.
Remember your grandmother used to have curses that she would say?
Some
like,
of those.
Like every tooth in your mouth should fall out except one and then you get a toothache.
You're right. That's very good. I used to love those old curses.
I could look at somebody and do a little
toothache. Oh, that would be beautiful because they can be so awful.
Or you wish somebody an earache where they want to pull...
The hair out of their ears? Yes. One by one with a tweezer?
I'm sure that we could come up with some
we
good
We could. We could. Or we could take a knitting needle and push it from one ear to the other. I like that idea.
Ooh.
that good?
A lot more violent than...
I'm very violent.
I'm worried about you now.
I'm not closing
my eyes. I'm nervous. But anyway,
yes.
Back to reincarnation. Do you believe that people come back in generations down the line?
I think from all the things that I've read, that I've read and been told that the soul has to go around many times before it reaches perfection.
Interesting.
That there are a few people who reach perfection on this earth. One of them would be that nun who was so loving and...
Oh, Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa,
yeah,
has elevated beyond planes,
yes,
in the afterlife to perfection.
That.
And I can see that. And then other people, it just takes longer for them to understand what they need to understand. But I do believe that, unfortunately, there are some people who are such assholes when they come back that, you know, you just want to say, forget this life, just go on to the next one.
Well, I do notice some characteristics. Like I notice characteristics in my daughter that remind me of my mother and my father at various different times.
Yeah.
So I think some of the characteristics do.
I agree. I think that that's very true. And people say that our animals come back time after time after time in different forms. I'm not sure I believe that. I'd like to see one of my old boyfriends come back.
So I can. The wealthy ones.
The rich ones, absolutely.
Is that going to lead us into our next topic, sex over 60?
Oh, God, help us. Probably, yes.
Tune in for the next podcast where we discuss sex in senior citizens.
And the lack thereof.